the Ohio, Pennsylvania area, or this would be just a sheer
guess,
I suppose.
I imagine so, but I'd be just guessing that.
Yes. Let's see how the Indian Trail.
This was an Indian Trail into Fort Wayne through here. And the first road that was improved, Bampas, I've heard him tell, was a corduroy road. That was a log, you know, laid together.
Yes. Now, how far on east did this run, this Indian Trail that became a corduroy road? Did it go all the way to Toledo eventually?
I don't know how far it went. I don't know that.
I'd imagine so, but whether it would be improved like they did this one, I don't know. But this has been a road straight through ever since I can remember.
When my grandfather, 49 down here, it goes into Antwerp, and my grandfather helped chop that. He chopped one winter on that road, and he chopped all winter for $10. I've heard him tell that.
And this was for the corduroy road?
No, that was, I don't know what the kind of road that was. It was going to Antwerp, down 49. What?
They call it the Antwerp Pike.
No, I don't know what it was called then.
Yes. Was this, any of this area to the east of us, or to your knowledge, southeast of us, near the Maumee, a kind of swamp area in earlier years, or have you?
I don't think it was.
Black swamp area to the east in Ohio?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
This was drained, and or at least this was
farming, when we
farming land when you.
But when we know anything about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not that I know of. Now, if you would know of somebody that knew, would that be of help to you?
Yes, it would be.
But I think that I might know a person that might know, a Mr. here in Hicksville. He's been a teacher for so many years, and he is a man. How old is George now? He called me today. Well, he's younger than I am. George
yeah,
must be
around.
He's around 75. George around 75. He's a bachelor. He's around 75, and he is well informed on all that kind of stuff because he's been interested in it.
Well, yes, I would like to get in touch with him someday.
Well, George, now if you were coming out here, George would be glad to come out here, and I think. Had I known it tonight, he'd have been glad to come out.
Fine. Well, we could arrange this sometime in the future, perhaps, before I leave tonight. We can make a date again.
Because he's a very good friend of ours. We have spent, he's a bachelor, and my brother, and I had just one brother, and he was killed in the First World War. And my brother and this Mr. and two cousins of his were all good friends, and Mr. Patterson has always been very friendly with me since. And so for the last 3 years, we've had breakfast with him on Christmas morning.
Oh, that's a nice custom indeed.
And we have an invitation for breakfast this year for Christmas.
Good.
He's alone, and of course, I have my son and his family, but Mr. is alone. And he's very much interested in antiques.
Fine.
My father-in-law was farming it, and well, he had rented a few years before, but when we were married, he wanted us to take over and relieve him of any responsibility, and he also did that. He just stepped up.
You took over.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, if you met someone early in the day, how would you greet them? Would you say, you'd say,
good morning.
Well, depending on who they were. I might say hi. It depends on who I was meeting.
Stranger, you would say?